Welcome back to The Daily Drum on WHUR, Sirius XM Channel 141, 96.3 HD2, and 98.3 FM. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. Is your college scholar ready for life after college? Getting into college is one thing, getting out is another. Are they prepared to become young professionals in the new normal workplace created by the pandemic? You know, these are just a few questions to be addressed as the United Negro College Fund kicks off the Empower Me Tour. Joining me to answer the questions and talk about the tour is Paulette Jackson, Senior Vice President of the National Development and Operations for the United Negro College Fund. Also joining us is Jessica Brown, President of the College Girl Foundation. If you have questions, if you have comments, give us a call tonight at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, and you can tweet me at HFisherWHUR or find me on Instagram at Harold T. Fisher. Paulette, Jessica, thank you both for joining the conversation.
Thank you for having us.
There you go. So, Paulette, let me first start with you. I have a lot of questions for you right now about where college students are. The world has changed, you know, as you know. But kind of give me the cliff notes for the Empower Me Tour. It is back, and there are a whole lot of things that the tour is addressing. Give me the rundown.
Well, the Empower Me Tour was started back in 2008, and the career, it has two parts. The first is a college readiness program for high school students, and we'll be having those workshops later in the fall. But we're going to kick this off with our career readiness program, which is going to be on September the 24th from 10 a.m. until 3:30 p.m. And this is really to help college students, whether they are looking for summer internship opportunities, if they are going to be graduating and looking for that first job outside of college, or even those young alumni who might still be looking for positions. Now, we all know what COVID has done to us, and so there are a lot of college students who may not have been able to get the career that they wanted to coming right out of college. So the idea of this program is to bring students together with corporate leaders to talk about entrepreneurship, STEM, education, communications, marketing, all of those things that they might be have an interest in going into work after they graduate. It will be workshops talking about how to put your best foot forward, interviewing techniques. We'll have workshops on resume writing and reviewing opportunities to look at your resume and see how you, if you have set it up in a such a way that is going to open that door, that corporate door for you. But this is really important right now because corporations are looking for interns for next summer right now. They don't look for the students in the spring. By then, all of the internship positions are already taken. So what you want to do is start to look in the fall for those intern positions. And then for those students who are graduating, whether they're graduating in December or they're graduating in May, this is an opportunity for them to get in front of corporations and have an opportunity to have that initial screening conversation. But more importantly, to build their network. And that's one of the most important things that students can do is to identify those corporate leaders who they can establish a relationship right now with so that they could become a mentor or they could be somebody that they could reach out to once they're ready to walk across that stage.
But let's talk about that landscape for a moment. And Jessica, I think that you also understand this very well because, you know, the world has changed considerably since you graduated from school, Jessica, certainly since you graduated, Paulette, since I've graduated from college, that as the father of, you know, of a recent graduate, you know, my daughter just graduated from Howard last year. That, you know, that pressing of the flesh in your face was changed by the pandemic. It has been changed by technology. The cocktail hour networking that all three of us are used to, that stuff isn't happening anymore. And so there are other kinds of dynamics and other kinds of tools and skills that young people need to develop that to be quite honest, Jessica, they aren't necessarily getting.
Yes. During this time of the COVID-19 pandemic, it has extremely impacted students and their education, especially for college students trying to go to college, as many colleges are not doing in-person tours. They have evolved into a virtual space, and it's kind of difficult to get that sense of what college you want to go to if you never step foot on the actual campus. So I think right now is a critical time for students and their families to be pivoting and being flexible and still trying to gain all those resources, even if it's virtually. So using the internet to pull up schools, you know, there's a application, which is the world's first HBCU hub app that connects students to HBCUs, that students need to begin to download. Students need to begin to download the app Scholly to making sure that they're getting scholarships for college. Taking the necessary steps, even in a virtual space, there's still access. Like UNCF, they're doing this great Empower Me tour. You know, signing up for all of these different resources that are out here so you can still get the information to ensure you make the best informed decisions on securing your college education.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We are talking about getting your young scholar ready for college and life after college. If you have a comment or a question, give us a call again at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. So one of the things, Paulette, that I find really, you know, interesting, how has the Empower Me Tour evolved since 2008 to prepare young people for where we are right now in 2021?
Well, the Empower Me Tour is very different than what it was in 2008, because what we wanted to make sure of is that the experiences that the students received really and truly could make a difference in their life. So just to quickly share, what's the difference between the college readiness and the career readiness? With the college readiness program, we bring HBCUs to the table so that students get an opportunity to talk with admissions counselors or financial aid advisors right on site. But more importantly, they also get the opportunity to apply for college, be accepted in the college, and offered scholarship opportunities right there on site at the Empower Me Tour. We're going to be doing that virtually later this fall. And so still, the students will have an opportunity to have those conversations with the colleges and universities, but they also will still be able to put their applications in to be accepted into college at the same time. On the career readiness side, we flipped it. And instead of bringing HBCUs to the table, we bring corporate partners to the table. And the students get an opportunity to not only hear those partners conduct workshops, but they also get the opportunity to speak with those partners and have those interview opportunities. So we're bringing either the HBCUs or the companies to where the students are so that they don't have to go out and find them. We're bringing them to the actual event.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're talking about getting your young scholar ready to go into and get out of college. How do they do that? Let's go to Anita. Anita calling from Silver Spring. Anita, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hi, I was calling to get information about the student debt relief program. We're talking about resources, and they are not readily available. The information is not available, and I'm trying to find out how we can find out about these different resources and programs to help, like you said, our children that are in college or getting out of college, you know, trying to prepare for life.
So you have a question about student debt? I'm not sure I understand your question, Anita.
I'm sorry?
I'm not sure I understand your question.
The student, because you're talking about resources. How do we find these resources? Because, I mean, I've done searches trying to get information about resources and they're just not readily available all the time.
Jessica?
Well, for one, I mean, look into your community. For instance, I'm the president of the College Girl Foundation, which is based in D.C., and I provide free college tours, scholarships, mentoring, and monthly educational programs for students. Currently, we are accepting new students, and our application is live. So if you do want that as a resource to share, you can go to my Instagram at collegegirl, G-U-R-L-J-B, and have your students apply. However, your child should be following up with their guidance counselor. DC Public Schools does a great job with having college coordinators and counselors on staff that are educated into these different resources, and they have a wealth full of knowledge for your child. And so I think it's important first to start on a local level. Now, if you're looking, of course, for national opportunities and scholarships and things of that nature, you know, using the internet to your advantage and Googling different scholarships or different schools, working with the United Negro College Fund, I mean, they continuously every year have advocated for minority black children to create a world of promise and opportunities. So tapping into the UNCF and NAACP and seeing some of those national programs and the things that they offer for students, that will lead you to a big network that you'll be able to find even more resources. So making sure that you're following those pages and those type of people that can make sure that they give you the information that you need.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you very much.
Anita, thank you.
One of the other things you might want to think about with your student, is your student a college student now?
No, he had one more semester to finish, and it was just good that kept him from obtaining his BA.
Mm-hmm. So right now he is in his senior year of college?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so one of the things you might have your student do is make sure that they're going to the financial aid office at his college or university, because they also have resources available. Your son could certainly come to the UNCF.org website and go under scholarships and look to see what type of scholarships might be available through UNCF. The Thurgood Marshall Scholarship Fund, he may want to look at that. I've always suggested to students that they look for all the opportunities that are out there. Jessica's absolutely right. Really going to the internet and determining and looking where scholarships might be. A lot of corporations have scholarship programs, and you're not going to find them if you go to their main site. What you have to do is go to the bottom where you have the About Us information and look for community resources, because a lot of them have scholarships and you can apply for them through their community pages. So really it's just taking the time to really do some good digging and looking for it through UNCF. If he goes to a UNCF HBCU, he can also look at emergency student aid, where we have a degree completion program. And if he goes to if he's in good standing and he goes to his financial aid office, that that student may be able to get help with balances that may be on their books. And because he is a college student right now, it's really important for him to follow up with his financial aid office, because the federal government has stimulus money that they have given to all HBCUs, and those HBCUs have opportunities for debt relief for some of the students. There are criteria you have to meet, but you're not going to get it if you don't go to your financial aid office and find out if you qualify for it.
All right. Anita, thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.
And good luck to your son. 202-319 7810-202-319-7810. We are talking about getting your young scholar ready to get into or get out of college. We are talking to the United Negro College Fund as well as the College Girl Foundation about all things related to getting into and getting out of college. If you have any comments or if you have any questions, particularly as it relates to money and also as it relates to career path, choices, plans, all of the things that your youngster needs to know, give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. As always, we will certainly be taking your phone calls even up until 8 o'clock. Real quick, before I do take a break, Paulette, as it relates to the Empower Me Tour, how can someone participate?
All they need to do is go to our website, and that's www.uncf.org/EmpowerMeTour, and it'll take you directly to the page to register.
Okay, and registration is free, I would imagine.
Yes, registration is free.
Okay, and also, Jessica, connecting with the College Girl Foundation.
Yes, students and their families can connect with the College Girl Foundation by visiting collegegirlfoundation.org, and the girl spelled with a U, as well as on Instagram at collegegirljb and at College Girl Foundation. And students and their families can apply for our upcoming program, which is free for students if they are accepted. And we are currently taking applications until September 19th.
Okay, we're going to talk more about this in just a bit, but we do need to take a break. Carol, calling from Upper Marlboro, please do not hang up. We're going to take your comment or question after the break. Lines are still open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Don't forget, you can hear every edition of the Daily Drum Insight segment via podcast on WHUR.com. And don't forget to download the 96.3 HD2 app on your smartphone and hear this program and every program live in its entirety. If you're on the phone, that means Carol from Upper Marlboro. Stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM, Channel 141 and 96.3 HD2. And don't forget 98.3 FM. I'm Harold Fisher. John Mons is next with the original Quiet Storm on WHUR. We'll be back in just a few seconds. Welcome back to the Daily Drum on Sirius XM, Channel 141, 96.3 HD2, and 98.3 FM. I'm Harold Fisher. We are talking about the return of the United Negro College Fund's Empower Me Tour. My guests are Paulette Jackson, Senior Vice President of National Development and Operations for the United Negro College Fund. Also, Jessica Brown, President of the College Girl Foundation. If you have a comment or a question, lines are open at 202-319-7810. We are talking about getting your young scholar ready to get into college and to get out of college. If you have a comment or a question, give us a call. Carol, calling from Upper Marlboro. Hey, Carol, how are you? What's on your mind?
Hi, good evening. Thank you for taking my call. I have a kind of loaded question, but I'm going to make it simple. I am a parent of a college sophomore and a high school junior. As I was going through the financial aid process looking for scholarships for my college sophomore now, I had quite a bit of a hard time. My student had high merit, however, but our family contribution was considered to be like a higher number. And I found that a lot of scholarships, even like through UNCF and some other places, if your family contribution is lower, say for instance, they have a lower family income and a student has higher merit, they fared better at getting more scholarships versus a student who may have a higher family contribution and also a higher merit. And so I'm actually just looking for some advice in situations like that, because it's kind of frustrating and it seems a little bit like students are kind of punished sometimes because their parents may make a little bit more than the norm.
Paulette, I'll start.
Well, not necessarily.
Well, go ahead, Jessica. Year, go ahead.
Every year, over $100 million in scholarship money goes unclaimed. I'm the president of the College Girl Foundation. I'm the author of How to Pay for College When You're Broke. Therefore, there are so many different scholarships that are out there that are not based on financial need. Therefore, I would strongly encourage that you download the app called Scholly, S-C-H-O-L-L-Y, as that app is a phenomenal app and has all different types of scholarships and resources that are readily available based off of whatever preferences your child checks off that they are interested in. So I would definitely make sure that you follow up with that. Also, just like Dr. Jackson said, going to the financial aid office, building that positive relationship with them, as there are many scholarships that come across in corporations or from different departments that are not based on your financial need. They're actually academics or your talent. So I would strongly suggest that you begin to look at those other scholarships, as there's more scholarships for academics and talents versus financial needs.
Paulette.
And Jessica, I would agree with Jessica. Absolutely. I'm always encouraging students to go to their financial aid offices first. That's always going to be the first rule of thumb. But I also would say to you that even with UNCF, not while a lot of our scholarships indeed are need-based, not all of our scholarships are need-based. And the other thing that I would say to you, and I think it's very important for students to do, is that they really and truly ought to apply for any and all scholarships that they are academically qualified for. I never tell a student to look at it simply as need-based. I always say to them, always look at, do I meet the academic criteria needed for this scholarship? Because you never know whether or not, even if it is a need-based scholarship, it's a possibility that perhaps maybe that scholarship does not have a lot of applicants, and then they'll say, take merit-based. Students sometimes, because they think need-based means I don't fit this particular mode, that I shouldn't apply for something. You should always apply for whatever you're acting. Let somebody else tell you you don't qualify. Don't disqualify yourself by not applying. That's always the better way to go, because you just don't know what the back criteria for that scholarship being given away is.
What does that mean, the back criteria?
What it means in some cases, and I have had scholarships before that were need-based, but perhaps we didn't get all of the scholars for that particular scholarship, but the donor says, I still want to award. Well, in that case, maybe it's a combination of need-based and merit-based students. So you really shouldn't just disqualify yourself because of need. I always say put your application in. If you're not going to make it, if it's need-based and they only take need-based students, fine. But you never really know, because it could be something where the donor wants the money to be awarded, and they may make the distinction. So always apply for whatever it is that you are academically qualified for. And then, now, I'm not saying it's always the case, but I am saying there are always exceptions to every rule. So what you really need to do is make sure that you apply. You're never going to lose anything by applying for the college. And you never know whether or not something else might become available just because you did put your application out there. So by all means, go in, see your financial aid advisor, make sure that you are going to more than one place. Don't just come to UNCF. Look at Scholarship America. Look at Thurgood Marshall Scholarship Fund. Look at all of the various types of programs that are out there. Go, if you're a young woman, go to the College Girl Foundation. Make sure that you are tapping into every resource that is out there. And that's one. And for young people that might be listening, don't leave that to your mom and dad to do. You get on that website and start to look for those scholarships. Your mom and dad have to figure out how to get you through. But you can help by going online and looking for those scholarships that might be available.
Carol, thank you so much for your phone call. Let's go to Angela. Angela calling from D.C. Thanks for calling, Angela. What's on your mind?
I have a student, a freshman, this year. I was concerned because the school that he's going to had the largest freshman application pool this in history, apparently, and there was a lack of housing. And we were ready to go and had nowhere to go. Now he's learning virtually, but it was a struggle just to find classes that were available virtually. And I didn't know what to do come next semester if he wasn't going to be able to get housing again and have to wait till his sophomore year. That was my one question. The other question was, I'm getting real help at some of these financial aid offices.
What was the second question?
Getting real-time, like in-person help if when you go to financial aid.
Well, right now, many of the offices financial aid, some do have their representatives in-house. Some, of course, are going by telephone. Your best method is, of course, finding the email addresses of the representatives for financial aid, as you want to make sure that you are tracking who you're talking to who you're following up with. So I would definitely make sure that you find those email addresses of those representatives. In terms of you're talking about housing, and it seems like that's something that you would need to contact the housing people of that school that he goes to. And if that's not working for him, then maybe you should consider transferring schools so he can have a housing and have a little bit more better opportunity in communication, as it sounds like you're receiving a lack of communication from some of these departments.
But I will say to you, Angela, coming out of the pandemic, I cannot honestly say, and this is a national problem.
Right.
This is anywhere that you go, anywhere that any college student in 2021, it doesn't matter where you go, whether you're going to an HBCU, whether you're going to a PWI, whether you're going to Ivy League or not. Housing is going to be a problem. Colleges right now are overrun with students and applications, and that certainly is an issue. On campus housing is an issue for colleges. Off campus housing is an issue. We could have an entire program on the real estate boom around college campuses right now. And that in and of itself is going to be an issue, not just whether or not you get it, but also how are you going to be able to pay for it. And so I think that that needs to be something that you need to keep in mind and pack your patience in reference to that, because just transferring to some school or transferring out of a school just because it doesn't have housing doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to transfer to another school that will have housing. Or if you transfer to a school that has housing, well, it may have housing, but it may not have the programs or the majors or what have you that your son may need for his career choices. So it's kind of a catch-22 situation right now.
That's absolutely right. And right now, according to the Association of American Colleges and Universities, more than half of the college students are facing either housing or food insecurity issues. And a lot of the schools, of course, are doing a social distancing. So maybe it's possible that they're not all of their dorms are not as full as they have been in the past. And so looking for housing outside of the campus is becoming a real issue. And it's also the same thing around food insecurity. The number of students who don't have enough money to pay for meal tickets, or their meal ticket won't get them through the end of the semester. One of the things you might want to do, or we're suggesting to students, and UNCF has an emergency student aid program, but a lot of colleges and universities are now doing emergency student aid for things like housing insecurity and also for food insecurity. And those usually are not academically driven. those are based on the needs of the students at that time. So I don't know whether or not the school that your child is in has an emergency student aid program, but they might want to check into that. And I would echo what Jessica said about trying to get the email address of someone, because a lot of the organizations in the schools are still virtual. Some of them are not completely open, or they have limited staff on campus at a time. So if you can identify someone who can be that contact person for you and you stay in touch with them, that would be the best thing you could do.
Yeah. So, Angela, again, thank you so much for your phone call, and good luck to you. I did want to go back to something that I had touched on before, Paulette, and this was about the getting out process. And it has become much more complex than, I think, than ever before. And I'd like for you, first of all, to kind of address the perpetual student where, okay, they get out of school or they graduate and then they go into grad school. They stay in school. What are, some of the pitfalls of doing that? I would imagine that for some jobs, for some career choices, and I'm not speaking against higher education, but, you may not need a master's degree. You may not need a PhD, but, what are the pros and cons of being in school, forever, short of, going straight into the career after 4 years?
Right. Well, it really depends on the career path that the student wants to take. If a student is wanting to go into a professional career that requires additional education, that might be something in the health field, healthcare field. It could be, if you want to be a medical professional of some type. Some careers are going to require additional education, but not all. And so it really just depends on what the student, and again, researching really before you make the decision on what your major is going to be. What is it that you want to do? You should be thinking about that in high school. And what kind of courses should you be taking to get ready for that? And what kind of continuing education might you need if a bachelor's degree is not going to get you to where you're going to be? Looking at what can a liberal arts degree do for me versus what can a business degree for a student who wants to, for instance, be a CPA. A lot of colleges now have programs where the student can not only work on their bachelor's degree, but they can also graduate with a CPA degree by just maybe spending an additional year in school rather than leaving and then going back to school. So really looking at the options and looking at really what is the path that you should take long before you're getting ready to go into your junior or senior year of college is an important piece in determining what's best for you. And then what are those careers that don't need an advanced degree? I went into a career in development that does not require an advanced degree. However, I decided into my career that I wanted to get that advanced degree because it was going to open up additional opportunities professionally for me. So it really just kind of depends on what it is you're looking to do, and you really should make that decision well before you're getting ready to graduate, you declare that major.
But let's talk about your particular career path for a moment. I don't know of anybody that I went to school with who decided when they were in school who said to me that they were going to go into development and fundraising. I've never met anybody who ever said that to me. And
neither did I.
Right. And to that point, that is one of those things that we call adulting. That's a grown-up career.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's a grown folks career. And this is my point. When you are talking about getting the mindset, this isn't about picking majors, and I'm talking about getting out of school, and being an adult and preparing them for the mindset of adulting. And this world, I don't know, I guess I could have, I'm sure you could have, I'm sure Jessica could have, but I still wonder how, even in the midst of this conversation that I'm having with you two wonderful ladies, how we would have been able to adjust to the world that we are in now with technology moving the way it has been moving, with the pandemic moving the way that it has been moving, or should I say not moving the world. Mm-hmm. And this is a much more frightening instead of exciting world that these young people are moving into. I'm not so sure that I would have been so willing to jump into this frightening, hesitant world when I graduated from college. And so from the UNCF's perspective of preparing students for life after college, what are you telling them?
What we're trying to do with at UNCF is we're trying to prepare them to go from college into career. So a lot of the programs that we have really are about trying to help get them. That's what Empower Me Tour is all about. Getting them prepared to go into the workforce. And so a lot of the programs that we have are professional development programs that are not only about getting your degree, but giving you some of those tools while you're in college that will prepare you to go into the workforce.
Can you give me an example?
So we have various programs, and we have a student leadership program, for instance. We have online programs that students can take and really just kind of help them to think about what their career path might be. And the other thing that's important to keep in mind is that for all students, going right into college might not be the option for them. They may decide that going into junior college is more important for them, or they may make the decision that going to a technical school or another type of professional program that does not necessarily require that degree. So really, students, we're hoping that students earlier on are thinking about, what do I want to do? What do I want to be? You know, when I grew up anyway, it was, what do you want to be when you grow up?
Right.
And you didn't think about it one way or another. You just knew, well, I'm going to go to school and one day I'm going to go to work. But now I think it's got to be much more intentional. And students have to think about, what do I want to do and how do I prepare for it now? And they really can't afford to wait until they go to college to do it. They really need to think about it sooner. And so you see a lot of programs that are now for high school students, and in some cases you're even starting to see some things that are for junior high, to get students interested and see, where do I want to go? Because these programs, these special programs that they have, and I'm sure Jessica does some of these programs help students determine earlier, is this really what I want to do? Because they get a little bit of a taste of it. You see a lot of high schools and a lot of colleges now that have programs for high school students to come and spend a summer doing, you know, for 2 or 6 weeks and getting a chance to be immersed into a particular area. That helps them to make a decision. Well, this was a lot of fun, but I don't know that that's what I want to do for a career. And that's what internships are about for our college students. Because you might take an internship and realize, this really isn't what I want to do. So I think we've got to take advantage of these opportunities that are presented to us for students to be able to have some advanced opportunity to just try out something and say, you know, this really isn't for me. And it's early enough for me to change the trajectory of where I want my career to be.
Jessica, from your position at the foundation and the kind of conversations that you are having with these very young women, yes, these opportunities come, but how do you determine, do you dip a toe in the water or do you jump in with both feet? Is that a personality-driven thing for some of these young scholars? Yeah, some people would say, well, you make these mistakes when you're young, but you don't want to miss out or make too many mistakes that could change or alter the course, the educational course or your career path.
Well, I think that's why it's so important to have mentors, you know, professional mentors in all different types of spaces. Give you a different perspective on different careers and different opportunities and possibilities. Additionally, joining these different programs, community programs that are offering exposure into different industries and connecting you with different opportunities. As you know, for me, I realized quickly after interning and one news internship that I had that being a daily reporter is not going to be for me. Harold, I give you so much credit, so much praise. But I had originally went to Howard to be a journalist, and I would see my friends that would, they had to move to the middle of New Mexico to get on a station where nobody knew them and still work another job. I knew that that wasn't feasible for me. Or I just knew that I'm not waking up every day at 3 a.m. to report the news at 5 a.m. So that's why I think that having these different types of experiences and internships and mentorship gives you that insight to kind of figure out where you want to go and who you want to be. Additionally, sometimes just being thrown out there, right? Like my mom made it very clear once I graduated from Howard, sis, I have no more money for you. You need to get a job. I don't care. I don't care where you get a job at. But I had to go to work. And the best part about that was I got a job at Strayer University in financial aid. And Lord knows I could barely pass math, but the job sounded great. And I quickly realized that I can use my communication degree, right, to communicate financial aid. And it's because of that first job at Strayer University where my mom just told me to get a job. Now I made that into my career. So, you know, I think it really depends on the person. You know, how motivated are you? How driven are you? How connected are you to some of these different industries? And once you begin to get your feet wet, you really quickly realize what you can and cannot do. And for me, additionally, having those different types of mentors, you know, in my life that could guide me, that when I was hitting a professional roadblock or trying to find who I was and really what I wanted to be, these were people that I could talk to that could give me advice because they've been through it before.
So, Paulette, I'll let you.
And I would go a step further and say it's not only what you can and cannot do, but what you do and what you don't want to do.
Well, and to, so your first job after college, since Jessica has given us, the CV, you know, the instant CV after college. What was yours, and how did that impact, you know, the trajectory of your career? Please don't tell me you were senior vice president of development for so whatever it was.
No, not at all. No, well, see, my path was a little bit different because I was a military wife. My husband was career military, so I was moving every few years. And so I actually worked in universities in most of the places that I went to because there's usually a university near a military base. And then when we got to the D.C. area, I knew that Howard University and UNCF were both in this area, and I was going to get into one of them. I didn't know which one, but I managed UNCF, and I've been there ever since. So I did not get into this field, but I did not work in development before I went to we went to Fort Leonard Wood, and I worked at
Alabama,
University of Missouri, and it was in
Missouri.
And that's where I really got my feet wet with development. But prior to that, I was in student services, I had the opportunity to work with testing and placement for students, and so I had that education. That education background, but what was important to me was being able to come and do the work that I had been doing with PWIs and do it for HBCUs.
Yeah,
so that was what was important to me.
Yeah, B2 bombers
so,
out there
no,
too.
I didn't start out in development. I started out in student services.
Yeah, I'm surprised I didn't see you out there flying the B-2 bomber, Fort Leonard Wood. some final quick words of advice, ladies, Jessica, for young people who are trying to get into college. Jessica, I'll ask you real quick.
I would say do not procrastinate and don't make excuses. The same research you use to find the Jordans that came out, the best wigs, the best gaming system out there, is the same research you would do to find the college that you want to go to, find the money to go to college and connect with internships for the potential career that you want to go into. So I would strongly suggest that you stop scrolling on Instagram and start doing to make sure that you are able to have a life of economic stability and generational wealth.
And your thoughts, some final thoughts from you, Paulette?
I absolutely would say the same as Jessica, but my final thoughts are for those college students and those Howard students, make sure you get that word out to them. Be sure to sign up to come to the Empower Me Tour. Get the opportunity to come out and talk to some of these corporate partners that will be at the table. Get an opportunity, make some connections, see whether or not you can find a mentor out of this group of folks, and just make your way. Make your way. Again, it's September 24th, 10 a.m. until 3:30, and all you have to do to sign up is go to uncf.org/empowermetour. And the price is right. It's free.
There you go. That information will be on our website tonight before 9 o'clock on WHUR.com. Going to be talking to Jessica Brown a little bit later as well on WHUR's HUR at Home Newsmakers at 8:15. Jessica Brown, Paulette Jackson, thank you both for talking to us.
Thank you.
That is the Daily Drum for this Tuesday, September 14th. I'm Harold Fisher. Good night.